I can literally start immediately.
A wee mullet.
I can start immediately.
A wee mullet.
How you like that, dude?
A wee mullet.
We on, baby.
You always shiver at the beginning. Of these. Is that shiver a shiver or what is that?
It's electricity flowing through me, dude.
Power. You can feel it. What's that in your hand, dude?
It's a sighty, dude.
You got a sighty?
That's a dude.
What does that mean to the listener, dude?
Michigan brute, dude.
If you got a sighty in your hand, that can only mean one thing.
They know, dude. It's a nightcast.
Straight nightcast.
When it doesn't release, dude, they know.
They know.
We have the nightcast, too, with my work schedule.
I got a lot of nightcast questions today. A lot of people were like, where the fuck's the cast, dude?
I know.
I said it's a nightcast, boy.
People want it.
Just wait.
Just be patient.
Just wait.
Be patient. It'll come. Ooh,
oh, my God.
Good God. Yeah, they got a new job at NASA.
You got a new job at NASA?
Put a man on the moon, dude.
What are you talking about?
I'm working at NASA.
Since when?
Now. I'm sick at math, dude. They wanted me.
How'd they find you?
It's reverse, dude. It's reverse fucking Hidden Figures, dude. They're hitting like shitty white guys now.
Oh, they have hidden figures as white guys now? Guys. Just in a basement? Like,
they have like retarded white guys now figuring it out.
Their head office is a bunch of like Puerto Rican ladies.
Like, okay, this is NASA. Like, welcome to it.
And then in the basement, there's a bunch of white guys doing everything.
Oh, no. This is off to a man. Fucking astounding
now, dude,
start.
Can we try not to be alt-right this episode?
I'm not being alt-right at all.
All right. I think I'm leading the charge on the whole alt-right thing. So, I'm sorry.
You're holding the football, dude. Fucking plow through the line. That was pretty funny.
Had a little stiff arm out there. It's an alt-right stiff arm, dude.
Good God, man. Yeah.
You know what's happening? We're becoming two dope queens. We're doing exactly what they did. They were good at first.
Yeah, and they got...
Then they slid into just being hard racists.
Ideologues, you're right.
They are. And we got to avoid that.
We're sliding out of that right now.
We got to get out of that.
This is the moment, dude.
This is when we got to accept.
This is
the
change.
I saw Maria Bamford's special on Netflix.
Yeah.
It was fucking gay and it sucked. Fuck her. No, we're back to...
That was pretty bad.
Being liberal.
Yeah, we're liberal as fuck. Damn, dude, this might send a shockwave through the shad heads. My dad got back his genetics test.
Yeah?
Dude, I'm going to get mine done, too. My dad's 1% Jew.
What?
My dad's 1% Jew in this test, I swear to God.
What, the Jew is a race on your test?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He did a thing,
somebody
dude.
Else had that.
I'm going to get tested and make sure I don't have it, dude.
I think everybody's got a little Jew in them.
Really?
Yeah, it's the original.
Not my people.
My people are all from the islands.
So was I
nah,
thought.
You guys are... I can sense it.
I don't
it
think
you.
It works like that, dude.
I think it just always something, sense it's just you had something. A little bit...
Dude,
you?
I'm telling you, man. I want to get tested to see if I have it, too.
There's
might be
wrong
it
with
might
that.
Be recessive.
Also, can we not talk about race?
I'm just saying. I want to get tested, dude. I think it's like
you
being
see
gay.
If you have...
I think it's like being gay. I think some people are just born Jewish. Doesn't matter like if you're Irish or fucking German.
Yeah.
You're born Jewish,
you just
dude.
Have it. Well, see, that's a progressive thought. See, that's nice. We're progressive.
Exactly. You just every family has a Jew, and you fucking you're like, yeah, I love my Jewish
son. It's a very
son,
funny, like in the extremely racist thing you said about some people are born Jews. You're like, it's like being gay. So in that, you're like, yeah, people who are born gay. It's not.
It's nice, exactly.
Yeah, I got
straddling the fucking line, baby.
It was one good thing.
It was
one
good.
Negative thing.
I gotta get tested, dude, to see if I come up G positive, dude.
I bet you have it. You seem to have it.
Who, me?
Yeah.
What would make you think so?
I don't know.
I am shrewd.
We're in a dark room with candles. Isn't this how every Jew sleeps? Don't they hang upside down?
At nighttime, I put on all my mystical henna tattoos, like the Madonna video, dude. If I could sleep upside down.
They sleep upside down. They get pull-up bars, and they sleep upside down in the doorways.
Damn, dude.
A lot of people don't know that.
My dad, dude. That would explain my fucking allowance, dude. My allowance was pitiful.
Oh, yeah?
He made me fucking slave for that thing, dude.
You know that old Jewish joke?
What?
Like, somebody told me that this is great. It was, fuck. Oh, yeah. What does the Jewish pedophile say to
what?
The kids?
What?
It's like, hey, kids, you want to buy some candy?
It's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That was a great one.
There was one. I'm trying to think of it. I don't want to. I'm stepping on it now because I'm on the spot. It's mm-hmm. like a kid asks his dad for allowance. He's
yeah.
like, the kid's like, can I have 20 bucks? And the dad's like, $10. What do you want $5
oh,
for?
Yeah,
here's $3.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a sick fucking, that's a good one.
Anyway, sorry I derailed it with some street jokes.
Nah, dude, street jokes are where it's at.
The
dude.
Jewish pedophile joke's hilarious.
That's a fuck. I stand
How's
by it.
Jewish pedophile talk to kids? He's like, hey, you kids want to buy some candy?
Yeah, shout out to my dad, dude, and his Jewish fucking ass.
You
I'm
got
Jewish.
A Jew dad.
I'm Jewish, dude.
You are Jewish.
I'm fucking reinventing comedy. I'm Michael Cera, dude.
What?
Michael Cera, he's Jewish, isn't he?
Probably.
He's fell with that crew.
Probably.
Yeah, I'm gonna hit the Gaga. I can go to fucking Israel for free now.
Are you sure?
Jerusalem or whatever. Yeah.
Do they accept Ancestry.com?
What the fuck else do they take?
I have no idea.
You have to call them big. Hello.
They're like, all right, yeah, you're definitely in.
Well, how much is it going to cost?
They're like, all right, it's free. If you call, yeah, if you call that airline and you're like,
how much is the ticket?
They're like, well, it's free for you. It's totally free.
One time, there and back. Okay, what's the catch? Like, even better, you get an extra week.
You're first class.
I don't know how that works. Oh, I've asked Jewish people I know. I'm like, how the fuck? They're like, I don't know. You just go through your synagogue. We got to join the GOG.
I'm not joining the GOG, dude.
Well, you can't. You're not 1% Jewish, dude. I'm like 0.025% Jewish, dude. I'm going to get up in there.
You're a lot.
I'm basically Drake. Drake's like 1% Jewish.
I agree. I mean, I can't. I don't have any fucking strict values. That's what's hard.
Really?
Not really. I mean, I can pretty much.
God, country, family, football.
God, country, Notre Dame, dude. When I was at West Point, it was duty, honor, country. Now I'm back to Notre Dame.
Well, that's because you're a natural free thinker.
God,
dude.
Country, Notre Dame.
You're not a fucking ideologue.
How much do you love God right now?
Oh, fuck. Dude, I'm so Catholic, dude. I told you about this.
You're a fucking Jew, dude.
Fuck.
1/8 of you killed Jesus
not
or whatever.
1/8 of me? 1%, dude. 1/99th of me.
You're a fucking heathen, not because you're Jewish. 1/99th
of me, 1/99th of me dropped the coins in Judas's hand and was like, thanks. Well done.
God damn it, dude. We're two dope queens again.
No, we're not.
Best kiss? Guess what best kiss was?
Two dudes.
Moonlight.
Yeah,
two black 100%,
dudes. 100%,
dude. It was funny. The same person that brought this to my attention cited that as like, yeah. She was watching it with a group of friends. And when they went through like the nominees, she was like, oh, that one won.
100%.
And they're like, hey, you don't know? And she was like, yes, I do. Guaranteed.
Yeah, I do. Dude.
Guaranteed
two
that wins.
Two gay black dudes kissing.
Holy shit, I'm getting hard right now.
They're not getting hard. You're getting hard?
They're not getting hard. Who's not getting hard? What are you talking about?
I thought you were like being bad. I'm like, no, you're not.
No.
There's nothing, dude. If you could just start that is like the best thing in the world right now.
Oh, but one,
to win awards.
One thing
if they were retarded too, it would have broke the fucking whole thing. If they're two gay black retarded dudes making out, it would have just been like, we cancel the whole ceremony. We just win everything.
Yeah.
Imagine that.
No, Matt.
Sorry.
God damn it, dude.
It's so funny.
Two black retarded guys kissing?
I want to remake Moonlight 2 with fucking like Puerto Rican retarded dudes. Have them jerk each other off. Like, this is beautiful.
Dude, that's the hottest cast ever. Was it somebody who told me there was cum in Moonlight?
Ew.
No, there's not, dude. They don't show cum.
What did he come into a shirt?
Dude. Someone's like, there's cum because he gets jerked off on the beach. I thought they actually showed like cum in the sand.
Ew,
I was
dude.
Like, nice. Why are you so homophobic, dude? It's cum. It's
ew.
Funny.
No, it's not.
Yeah, gay cum's funny. Getting a hand job from a dude in the beach, that's so
but
funny.
But the way it shoots into the sand, dude, it'd be fucking... Yeah, did you ever spit into the sand and it just like turns covered into the circle?
Yeah. That'd be really funny.
Now I kind of want to rip a load in the sand to see what happens. I'm going to kneel, dude. Fucking rip
a load. Good for you. I ripped a load in it. Yeah.
Ripped an L in the sand.
Took one to the fucking house in the sand, dude.
It's probably like a dude rounding second base and sliding into the bag. Dude, it's like... Oh, my God.
Oh, baby.
That's fucking funny.
Yeah, so, Shatheads, if you get a chance, take a look at MTV. Take out the movie awards.
Be ready for also, Moonlight 2.
Yeah, get ready for Matt's new Moonlight 2, starring Puerto Rican retards jerking each other
off.
No,
it's going to be John Leguizamo, and I'm going to get maybe the dude from the HBO, the Indian guy.
Oh, that would win.
Goes to jail.
That would win everything.
Those two just fucking 69, dude.
If those two 69, standing 69 at like a lifeguard tower.
Just like double Rain Man fucking like solving math problems.
It'd be insane. This is a Facebook status that Matthew and I encounter on a nearly daily basis.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. One more thing. I'm sorry I keep doing this because I know you're about to read this fucking
Go ahead.
Thing.
Go ahead.
But people are wondering like, what the fuck happened? Why are you guys suddenly like... alt-right, or not alt-right. We're not alt-right at all.
Good.
Well, yeah, there's leaks in there, but this is why. This is what made us be
dude,
fucking...
exactly.
Even give a fuck about politics. Read this shit.
It's not even politics. It's like, dude, people are going way far off into fucking just total nonsense. Yeah, we're just
chaos.
The brakes on that, being like, all right, boys, let's not fucking go that far into nonsense.
Yeah. Anyway,
this is the shit
this
I get
what,
read.
Literally daily.
I'm like at work, fucking working my little ass off, dude, and all of a sudden I just read this, it's like... And, you know, quote, Question for my black and POC friends because
I'm out.
Because they're different somehow.
Yeah. Well, no, they're POC.
But weren't black people's POC?
Well, they are, but I mean,
so she's saying
Hispanics.
Specifically black and POC.
No, people of color. That could be anything.
Okay.
It could be an Indian. Could be a Chinese.
Wouldn't it just
basically
be question
POC
for my
means
POC?
Not white people.
Okay. Well, why would you be? Why would you differentiate? That's why.
I don't know. So that's one strike against her. Yes. If we were going to be woke and grading this paper.
Yeah. It's fucking. First of all, it's fucking racist.
That's another thing we like to do. We like to pretend to be woke and grade these animals.
I love it, dude.
So she's off to a ignorant start.
Question for my black and POC friends: if you feel like indulging me,
ooh.
Should white people only use slang that was originally popularized by white people? The other day I used, quote, clap back, end quote, and was told I shouldn't co-opt POC language, and I was like, oh noes, because A, I totally understand the concern, there is stuff that just isn't, quote, for me, and B, I can't think of many things in my regular vocab that I picked up from friends and media created by black folks. The person offered an article that had a very...
Wait, I'm sorry. Do you mean not created by black folks? Is that what she said? Or she doesn't think she's picked up anything from black folks?
I think it might be in typo. And B, I can think of many things in my regular vocab that I picked up from friends and media created... Okay, sorry.
Yeah.
I misspoke. B, and I can think of many things in my regular vocab that I picked up from friends and media created by black folks. The person offered an article that had a very clear... AAVE perspective. I don't know what the fuck that is. Had a very clear AAVE is for black people only perspective.
Wait, what was that?
The person offered an article that had a very clear AAVE is for black people only.
AAVE?
Yeah.
We'll figure that out. Keep going.
The comments section included a variety of perspectives on whether this view is A, back to A again, is A, an important piece of white people checking privilege, or be a step backwards since shaping common language is part of inclusion as opposed to tokenism.
AAVE, by the way, African American Vernacular English.
All right.
Ebonics.
I think I understand the appropriation in general, parentheses again, using something that is meaningful to a marginalized culture without having a deeper understanding of its origins and reference for its significance, but I'm super confused on how this works. But I'm super confused on how this works and phrases that have become mainstream. Your time and bandwidth are appreciated.
Whoo!
Dude. That's a...
That's what we get nearly every
that's
single
all
day.
She just wrote clap back. And now she needs a paragraph of a disclaimer about, like, the cultural significance.
Damn, dude. She hit that AAVE, though. That's new to me.
That's tight.
African-American Vernacular English.
AAV. It's like EVOO, extra virgin olive oil, dude.
It is. It's very similar. I'm pretty sure black people invented olive oil. JK.
Dude, that's what I'm saying. When people are like, what are you even worried about? I'm like, dude, the fact that you need a disclaimer for 10 minutes about saying clapped back. Clap back. Say it. It's about shooting someone back.
Yeah.
It's
just like the white men that founded this country clapped back against the British.
No, yeah, they would clap back.
They stood in line and clapped right back.
We clapped back.
Because they knew that one day they would find our fucking nation. 1776.
That's what I'm fucking worried about, dude. That my kids are going to send them to school and be like, I said make it rain. It's like, oh, yeah, you're not allowed to say that. That's an important part of culture, fucking...
Yeah,
throwing money at naked women.
That's don't appropriate their culture. That'd be sick though if we somehow reverse that and we're like, black people, you better not say anything. We invented.
Will that be?
So literally all their language would just be like
No, dude. I know where you're going with this.
Nothing.
I know where you're going with this. It's a fucking
Actually, even within those words, we invented those words.
Clap.
Clap and back, both invented by white people. Guaranteed.
Yeah, I mean, it's
actually 100%.
Latin or Greek.
Yeah.
White people.
What up? It's
what's up?
Me.
What's up, you fucking weirdo Greeks?
It's me from Ireland. My people from Ireland and Scotland invented everything.
Hell yeah. That's just fucking stupid.
No, it all doesn't matter.
Exactly. Normal people don't give a fuck. They're like, someone's like, clap back.
Dude, we had to get rid of it. But now that we're talking about cultural appropriation again, that fucking line you had about, all right, so... We watched, there's a show on Comedy Central right now, fucking, what's it called? Problematic?
problematic.
Yeah, that's it.
Fucking hosted horrific. By white fucking nerds, by the way.
Hosted by a white Jew. Dork.
My cousin, what's up, boy?
Yeah, true. It's all about how white people are the devil. And but there's one part that's like, it's talking about cultural appropriation of like rock and roll music, how white people stole that.
Yeah.
And yeah, I get it a little bit, but then didn't black people steal the guitar? Wasn't that white culture?
Yeah, I mean, it was
invented. And then what did you say about, you had a good line here.
Oh, dude, about...
This is a great line.
No, they're like, fucking, like, you know, Led Zeppelin stole black music, and it's like, yeah, I mean, dude, they definitely, like, the blues originated, definitely, like, yeah, Robert Johnson, and, you know, it's the beginnings, it's a very archaic form of rock and roll, and then there was dudes who put on tight pants and fucking, like, there wasn't five black dudes playing Stairway to Heaven, dude, it just wasn't, I think they were like, Led Zeppelin stole that, dude, they did it.
Yeah, there you go. I just wanted to get to that one racist point from Matt.
It's not racist.
You said five black dudes weren't coming up with Stairway to Heaven.
No, I'm saying that I didn't say that. I said there wasn't, like, if there were, like...
Well, they, no, it's fair.
They stole... Weren't. What is there's it? They no stole they the thunder. It's like, no, not really. It's like, if there were five fucking black dudes, like, and there's a lady we know. No, and then they, yeah, they're yeah, like, yeah. Oh, fuck yeah.
I'm coming from Valhalla. It's like, no, dude.
It wasn't dudes like, musical yeah. interpretations of, like, Tolkien novels. Like,
way down in Louisiana, by Sam Homely.
Dude, and that Robert Johnson shit, man. That I. It's like... It's fucking sick, dude. And also, it's like you're taking the blues pentatonic scale, which existed before any of us were even here.
I don't know what you're saying.
It's a minor scale, dude. It's like no one invented that. That was a fucking scale in music.
They played that with a lute.
Yeah, that's
fucking
just,
castles.
It's just been around, dude. I mean, if you know about music, that's just like no one invented that.
Yeah, of course.
But like, you know,
but
it's
anyway,
like
nowadays you have to be like, well, white people stole that.
I mean, blues are sick. Like, that's fucking shout out. You made that up. That's awesome. And then it was like, all right, blues are sick. Check this out, dude. Jimmy Page, double guitar, shredding. It's like, all right, that's fucking way different. That's a totally different thing.
Here comes Eddie Van Halen, dude. Yeah. Get the fuck out of the way, dude.
That was when nerds, controlled rock, and everyone was like, I can play so fast now. Like,
Van Halen definitely appropriated that from the slaves. They were singing fucking Sweet Chariot, and Van Halen was like, sick, we're going to take that. I'm hot for teacher.
I was hot for master.
Ooh. Ooh. That was such a good one. Was good. I'm hot for master. Dude, that's terrible.
Sorry.
That's really terrible.
Oh, no.
That's really terrible.
I know. That's funny, though. I had a dude. Anyway,
we
got
to keep it.
That was rattling.
We should probably delete that, but we got to keep it. Stop.
Just want to see you become a millionaire.
No.
I would love it. I
the
would just
wheels
love
would come off this fucking train in 10 minutes.
I watched you get $200 last week, and it was like eating out every meal.
Oh, fuck yeah.
You were like a sultan for 3 days.
If I get any money, dude.
I know.
Well, wait, I didn't eat out at all. What are you talking about? I got like Chipotle and salad.
I know, but still. I remember you were like, dude, I gotta chill. I've been fucking eating out too much. I had some money. I fucking went too hard.
Oh, I don't give a fuck.
You went to breakfast twice.
I'm gonna get $0. Oh, yeah. Where did we go? We went to
like Sabrina's and then like one other place. You're like, I gotta dial it back, dude. I've been getting gluttonous.
I have been getting gluttonous. Well, that's all my money.
I know, but it was just, I want, and I genuinely mean this, I want to see you get just like five fucking mil, dude. I don't think you'd fucking lose it all, but you would just lord so fucking properly.
I would lord on like Chipotle and Drexel salads.
You would see like Chipotle party trays, dude.
I would fucking murder Chipotle, dude.
Starbucks, dude, in the morning.
I go in there like a fucking judge at a fucking figure skating contest, dude. I used to have fucking signs. The ladies, I'm like, all right, could I have white rice? See how she does. I hold up a fucking number. Some fucking black teen just to fucking give me beans.
I give a 9.4 on the bean scoop.
It was the chicken is the big, that's the make or break.
That's the fucking triple axle,
that
dude.
They're dipping going for it.
Oh, that is, for me, it's the meat. I want to see the meat, what's going on there, and then the guac.
See, I don't get guac.
The guac you can do when people get, hey, first of all, when people just get sour cream in their fucking burrito bowl,
I don't get any.
That's
sour cream.
Disgusting.
If you get sour cream,
you're
gay.
Fucking retarded or something.
Well,
dude.
Take it easy.
Sorry, that's like
retarded's worse than gay.
You think?
To say, yeah, for sure.
Why?
Because those fucking retards didn't choose to be retards.
True.
You know what those gay men did?
What
they chose.
They made it. I think
they read the Bible. They saw it. Yeah. They chose their fucking path.
I don't know if a lot of people know this. On your 13th birthday, the Archangel Michael comes to you and is like, choose your path. And you're like, yay. And I'm like, all right, you're fucking.
Yeah, and then he casts you to hell. All right, anyway.
Anyway.
I just showed up thinking I knew culture. Matt indoctrinated me into his world where he's fucking stripping the Tatanka of everything.
Dude, I maximize. When I go to Chipotle, I am like a Native American.
You get those three shells.
I get everything I can possibly get out of them for free. It's crazy. So you go to Chipotle, you order your food. First of all, it's like you totally fucking shit on them. If they don't give you enough rice, it's like, yo, hook up. They'll always give you more rice.
Yeah, they'll always give you more without saying, give me extra. Yeah, you're like, if you say the words, give me extra chicken, now you're paying.
Exactly.
Possibly.
But
if you say, why don't you give me a little more?
Come on, man.
Or now, like, you have to be charming and charismatic. We don't need a bunch of you fucking white retards that listen to this going out there like, give me more chicken.
Give me chicken, gay black guy Chipotle.
Yeah, dude. No, you got to have some fucking level of
little
charisma.
Guile, dude.
Yeah.
The rice right away. Be like, can I get a little more rice? Dude, rice, no problem. Yeah. They hit you with the chicken. It's like, ooh, man. Let me get a little more.
A little more pollo, especially if it's a Hispanic. They love when you use their native
tongue.
Oh, a little
pollo, dude.
Say, hey, listen. Especially if you get use a racial slur, but get it wrong. Say, hey, listen, you dumb chink.
No, dude.
Give me some pollo. And if it's a black person, they'll definitely reward you for being funny.
That's, dude, it's literally like, it's fucking like RPG Zelda, dude. They're just standing there. You got to say the right thing. It's like, listen, you chink, give me a double scoop. It's fucking some black teen, like, okay.
And black teen with one ear of a headphone in, just listening to fucking Fetty Wap. Like, dude, just please give me a lot of food. And then
you go to the guac, dude. That's when you can bargain because you have some fucking leverage. It's like, dude, I'm paying $1.85. What the fuck is that little green turd?
Yeah, true.
It's like, get in there.
Yeah.
And then you can ask for double chicken. Sometimes there's a communication breakdown, and they just, by the end of it, they just totally forget they gave you double.
Yeah, they always forget who gave you double.
Or the worst thing I ever did is I asked for guac, and they put the lid on, and the fucking cashier was fucking off. So there was no cashier for like 3 minutes. The old thumb. Wiped their coating off, so I wiped off the extra chicken, wiped off the G, plain bowl, $7.34.
Jesus Christ,
baby.
You are a Jew.
Wow, dude.
No, you got that it in you, boy.
I do, dude, don't I?
That was your fucking, you couldn't even help it.
That's how
was...
I know how to maximize at Chipotle. Right away, I always get three hard shells, too, so I get a bowl, and then I put all
it's
my
your
meat
fucking,
in
fucking.
Wow,
it's
dude,
your
that's
instinct,
sick.
Dude.
Dude, I'm proud of that. I'm a proud Jew.
Well.
Wow,
Chipotle's
dude.
A good fucking establishment. You shouldn't be chewing it out of fucking extra chicken. If you're getting extra chicken, get extra chicken.
Nah, dude. Because there's an unacceptable amount of chicken coming down.
Yeah, but you get rewarded.
When they scoop it and then shake it, that might be J versus J.
I do not like that.
I might be me versus black Jews, dude. Fucking, they're fucking... they're fucking this is pure Jew sorcery, dude. It's me versus them. They get that chicken, they give it a little fucking...
give it a little rattle.
A little fucking Old Testament shake, dude.
They fucking, jar some of it loose, dude.
They fucking... The ocean parts, and they knock some of the fucking loose chicken off, dude.
Yeah, and then, you lock eyes with whoever's doing
it. I'm in Chipotle, like, dude, with my big fucking shepherd staff, like, free, I demand more chicken.
Yeah, that's
hell
nice.
Yeah.
I like it.
I love it, dude. This is a really bad idea, but, like, yeah. I don't know why, like, girls will do a thing where they, like, kind of give you, like, 4 seconds of a blowjob in the morning and then stop. I'm like, all right, let's go to, like, do this stuff, and you're just like... What the fuck?
How often does that happen for
you? It used to happen to me pretty regularly.
They would give you a small amount of blowjob in the morning?
Like 2 seconds wise, be like, ha, and then like pop off, like, all right, let's go do stuff. And I'd be like, all right, thinking like, well, I'll get laid later. And dude, like, we do all this stuff, come home, like, all right.
What do you mean,
like,
by all this stuff? Like, go to like
go
a
to
farmer's
the mall.
Market?
Bullshit. Yeah, exactly. Farmer's market, go to the mall, go to fucking Sephora and sit in there and be like, yeah, that lipstick is great. And then like,
yeah.
So then, like, I go in the whole time in my head, dude. It's like when you fake throw a fucking tennis ball to a dog. I'm sitting there the whole time, like, it's coming. We get home, and instantly I'm like, all right, let's hit the sheets. Time for fucking sex. And, like, I don't feel like it.
I'm a little tired.
That happened to me so many times that eventually I thought it would be a good lesson to teach my babe, dude, my ex-babe. I was like, look, we got back. I'm like, you know what I feel like doing tonight? I'm like, let's get dressed up and just go somewhere nice. Let's go to, like, a nice restaurant.
You said this?
Yeah. This was my plan. I thought this would work.
You're a fucking bitch.
I thought this would work. I was like, let's just get like dressed up.
Shut the fuck up. Is this how you talk to people?
I really did this.
Like,
I thought,
you would like, eh, let's just have fun tonight.
Dude, listen to my
You never talked to me that way.
Listen to my plan, dude. Get the whole picture, dude. You're fucking zoomed in 180%. dig this. So fucking
showing your ass.
Dude, I'm not. Listen to this fucking tale, dude. Fucking heed caution. So I'm like, let's just get dressed up, throw on some nice clothes.
Stop saying that.
Hit a restaurant, dude. So, dude, my ex is fucking throwing on a dress, getting all makeuped up, and everything. Like, where do you want to go? And, dude, I'm chilling in bed. Like, I'll get dressed in a second. I let her get all dressed up and excited. And I was like, I don't really don't feel like going out to eat tonight. Didn't talk to me for like 4 days, dude.
Yeah, that's insane.
Well, it's not. Because that's how, I was like, that's how I feel when you tell me we're going to have sex and we don't. And
oh, my God. Oh, my God. That's what the moment. This is a fucking twist ending.
That's what happened, dude.
That's a horrific thing.
I thought it would make sense to her. And, dude, that was not the lesson to be learned.
You think a fucking woman's going to understand that lesson?
I mean, that's the learning curve, dude. Your first marriage is a learning experience, dude.
That was, oh, my God, dude. You fucking did that?
I did that for real.
Damn.
I was watching Caesar Milan, the fucking dog trainer, in bed while she was fucking putting on, like, earrings and shit. And I'm like, yeah, I really don't feel like it anymore.
Oh, fuck. Thank God, dude. I thought you were saying you got the inspiration for that idea from Caesar
Milan. No. I was like, dude, I happened to be, I remember I was watching that with my hands up on the bed. She's like, aren't you going to get ready? And I was like, yeah, I feel kind of sick. I don't feel like going out. And she's like, what the fuck? And I'm like, well, that's how I fucking feel when you tell me you're going to get head. Dude. That was a 5-day silent period. That was radio silence for 5 days. I'm like, I'm sorry, I didn't mean that.
Holy fuck, dude. Yeah, that's real sadistic shit. I didn't know you had it in you.
I thought that made sense to me. I'm like, well, you
that makes
like,
sense, but I didn't know you had that in you.
You like going out and eating stupid expensive food. I like fucking getting ass.
You ever hit me with life lessons?
No way, dude.
I've never been hit. I,
that was a fucking hard life lesson.
I didn't
lesson.
Know you had lessons in you. I didn't know you were out there teaching lessons.
I have parables within me,
I don't
dude.
Fucking teach lessons.
I tried to, and it backfired.
I tried to avoid. I got in a fight with my bae today.
Really?
Yeah. She fucking. I took allergy medicine.
Okay.
And was like asleep. I was just walking around asleep, basically.
Okay.
Like, we went out to dinner, and I left my fucking keys in the car, left the car running.
Oh, my God.
That's how fucking out of it I was.
How'd you get your keys back?
I mean, the car was unlocked.
Oh, that's not bad.
I was like, I definitely left the keys in the car. I'm pretty sure I left it running when we walked back to it. But anyway, while we were out at dinner, I was kind of looking at my phone a little more than I should have. But, you know, I started getting mad about that.
Okay, well, that's understandable.
And then, fuck, I forget the rest of the story.
She probably thought you were on gummies when you locked your keys in the car.
But it has nothing.
She probably thought you relapsed the gummies, dude.
No, dude. I don't do gummies. I know. Fuck, dude. What a stupid story. I feel like there was something to that.
What? That you got?
Oh, bae got, she was like mad at me that I was tired.
That happens, dude.
She's like, why are you tired? I was like, why don't you just fucking relax and eat the fucking chicken sandwich? Eat so like, that fucking sandwich.
You just fucking grabbed her arm, dude, at Petrucci's.
I always grab the back of her arm, sandwich. Dude. That's it. Hell yeah. Listeners, all you have to do if your bae's acting up, grab the back of her arm hard.
You're allowed to do
fuck.
That, dude.
It's very legal.
Maybe chucking a Smurf bite, dude?
No Smurf bites, dude. Smurf bite's a fight. Smurf bite, nut tap, those are the two fights. You could walk up to me and call my mom a bitch, and I'd be like, sweet. But if you Smurf bite me?
Oh, my God.
Now we're fighting.
Is the horse collar illegal, too? The back of the neck grab? Like, fucking eat those crab cakes right now. Stop embarrassing
to babes? Yeah. You can't do that to babes.
Just a back of the arm grab?
Back of the arm grab and lift. You got to grab it. Grab and right behind. You grab right behind the elbow and you fucking lift.
Pop the shoulder.
And also walk. If you're walking, it's double fucking. You just grab it by the back of the arm, lift it, and walk and say, I told you not to have to fucking. That's how you control your bitch.